they're advisable. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that. I'd be scared to mess with them, myself, about eating or taking them.
Is there a particular kind that looks like a mushroom, except it's not good to eat? You hear it might be poisonous?
Well, I've heard that, yes. Mm-hmm. But just what the difference, I can't say.
Have you ever heard them called toadstools?
Yeah, sure have. Mm-hmm. I've heard them. Folks refer to them as toadstool.
But as far as you know, a toadstool, you'd say a toadstool and mushroom, same thing?
It is in my book, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just don't know that much about them.
Okay. I think that's a good place as any to stop, Mr. Gr.
There's both of them, but they're cataracts. And I got, like I say, I got some hemorrhages in my eye and blood vessel busted.
Yeah.
And this one is worse than this one, but this one near about, I'm blind and listening to this, and I can't see much. Mm-hmm. But it's from what's affected my sight mostly is that cataract.
Yeah.
If they was taken off, I could see, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have one of them operated, this one operated on.
Is that right?
First of the year.
Well, you want to go ahead and get
started? Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you call that thing that you're smoking there?
I call it a cigar.
Mm-hmm. What else do people smoke?
Well, cigarettes, pipes. I smoked one cigarette a day and two or three cigars.
Rest of them cigars.
Then a pipe.
Uh-huh.
It's a meal.
Been smoking a long time?
No, I didn't smoke till I was about 28, close to 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
But I don't inhale them now. I just smoke.
Right.
I like the taste of it.
Yeah.
I don't even hear them.
If a person had a real sore throat, you know, so that the inside of his throat was all swollen, you might say that he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't do what?
Couldn't swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had a lot of people at a party and they were all having a pretty good time, you might have somebody playing the piano and the folks might be standing around the piano and they'd be doing what, probably?
Singing.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody told a real funny story, they'd probably do what?
Laugh.
Be laughing at it? Okay. Somebody might offer to do you a favor, but you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated to you.
Don't want to be obligated to you. Okay. If somebody asked you to do a certain job for them, you would say, sure, I
be glad to.
Be glad to do it, or maybe sure I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not able to do that job, you might say, well, I'd like to, but I
just can't.
Can't do it. Okay. If somebody asks you about sundown to do some kind of job for them, you might say, well, now, I got up to work before sunup, and I, you know, to indicate that you don't want to do it, you'd say, well, now, I got up before sunup, and...
Well, okay.
Well, I got up. And he asked me to do the something for him.
Right. And you just want to indicate that you've been working all day.
All day, that I was too tired. I wanted to I'd do it later. I had been up all, say, 12 hours, and I just didn't feel like it.
Would you ever say, I've done work to all that I'm going to?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. If there was a real bad accident up the road, you might go up there, but there was really no need to call a doctor because the victim was
already dead
by the time you got there. Okay. If you were out in your field looking at your corn and talking about the fact that the corn seems very short this year, you might say, well, at this time of year it would
ordinarily be better than it is.
Mm-hmm. Or
further along, matured better.
Uh-huh. Maybe should be taller this year.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. If a little kid said to another one, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you